Thanks for sticking with us. It's the Rosie on the House Saturday morning radio broadcast, now in its 26th year. Thank you for the continued listenership. Without that, we wouldn't be here. So we appreciate it, and we hope we helped you along the way. Or if you need some help today, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Before we do get to our next call, which is Julie in Mesa, it's summertime. A lot of people, their mind is pools and mountains.
Right.
Get me out of here.
Get out of town. Right. Get me away from this heat. Right. And one of the things we run into, I get the question quite often, well, it's awfully hot outside, you know, and do you really want to work in this heat? And do you really want to do
this
landscape?
Can you plant when it's this
hot? Can you put plants and trees in the ground? And the short answer is yes, of course. I checked with the landlord. They still want the rent check. So we do like to do things year-round. And plants and trees, a lot of the plant material, actually, some of it likes to be planted in the heat, you know, when it's actively growing. Palm family, for instance, likes to be planted when it's hot out. It's actively growing. And the plants are going to be in those same locations if it's a good design and it's the right plant and the right place next year anyway. What the key is to have a reliable and well-designed irrigation system and have it set up correctly, have it working correctly. If you've got that, you're fine. You can plant. You're obviously going to water a little more frequent with new plant material to get it started. But yes, we do plant. We plant June, July, August, all throughout the summer. One of the things we run into occasionally this time of year, we just finished up something for a client who went on vacation.
And that can sometimes be the most affordable way to get a project done. I know Rosie and Stan can both attest to the fact that when your contractor's there and it's torn up, you have second thoughts, or you think of something else, and since you're here, right, or while you're already there, and they don't realize there's a cost associated, and a $10,000 project's all of a sudden $12,000, all of a sudden $18,000. If you get it planned, done, and you go away and let the contractor do it, you come back, it's like moving into a new home.
Save a whole
Stick
bunch
to
of
plan.
Money.
You don't have to see the mess and the dirt and the dust. And we make a big mess and we clean it all up, and you get to see everything all finished and polished and pretty.
You know, you're talking about planting and the heat and what plants like to go in the heat. I always walk into a nursery and I see these trees and these little bedding plants, and they're all in these little black plastic pots. And they're all in the glaring sun, and I'm thinking, mm-hmm, you know, would you be happier in that little black plastic pot getting a drop of water every few days, or in my yard where you get gallons and gallons of water and all this attention and fertilizer, and you say, well, can you plant it in the heat?
Yes.
Well, I'd say it's a heck of a lot happier in my yard than it is in a nursery, so yes.
In a hot little plastic container, right?
Exactly. Please do me a favor. Plant me in the heat.
On that topic, it is Father's Day, so if you're looking for a Father's Day gift, we were talking last week about planting legacy trees, and I got Harper's email newsletter. They are having a Father's Day special out in Mesa on plant sales. I'm sure their nursery near you is doing the same. So speaking of all that, get to a local nursery and
plant something. Don't just stand there. Plant something, huh?
Julie, welcome to the broadcast. How may we help you this morning?
I just wanted to give a thank you to Mr. Jenkins. He's the one that put my front yard landscaping lighting in, and I really love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's so nice. I appreciate that.
And we had talked last segment about driving by landscapes. Julie, can you give everyone your address so we can drive by tonight and see, get an idea?
Oh, that's okay.
Are you willing to show? She loves it, but
we'll just describe it. It's beautiful.
Well, that's another goal of landscape lighting. We talked about to talk by, to walk by, to socialize by, to cook by, and all the other things. But the other great motivation for lighting, particularly in the front yard, is neighbor envy.
I say maintaining the curb appeal of the property, but sure.
I know there's a, I'm sure her neighborhood's just fine, but I mean, there's got to be a huge safety factor to that as well. You're not going to try and break into a house.
Well, there's an element of that.
The neighbor across the road can see as well.
Yep, and they're going to go somewhere else. That's true.
So neighbor envy and being the
Security.
Least desirable target.
That's right.
Sending
that's
it down the road. So can you tell me what you did for, Julie? Do you remember the project?
That was a nice little project. I just did a little bit of uplighting on the structure, actually, in her particular situation. The house was really the focal point, so we did a little bit of uplighting and then a little bit of area lighting just to get you to the front door. Just a cute little project, and again, an illustration that you don't have to break the bank. You don't have to go crazy with light fixtures. A little bit of light goes a long way.
And you can do it in stages. Getting the infrastructure, you hear us talk time and time again, while you've got that trench open.
Get that wire in the ground.
Put conduit, put mule tape, put an extra pipe if you want.
With the new LED lamps that we work with, the draw is so low, the wattage used in the system, so it's reduced the wiring requirements. Really now, unlike the old days, just even a single strand of a modest size wire in a trench with a drip system, if you're putting a drip system in or you're doing a landscape, and looping a few loops where you may want to put fixtures later. I mean, just one wire in many cases is going to be adequate now for those LED fixtures, where many years ago it was very different. So very simple.
And what about, I'm sure there's got to be a place that sells all this. I mean, you're not... Where are you, the professional, finding a lot of your products?
And I like to go to my friends at the various professional suppliers in town. Many of them are irrigation suppliers. We have Sprinkler World of Arizona. We have Ewing. We have John Deere Landscapes. They have a nice selection of different brands and can showcase and show you, in many cases, some of these fixtures. And then online, I'm a big fan of the Focus Industries, Focus Brand Product, and FocusIndustries.com is a great website.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Taking bottom of the hour news break and coming back to our callers.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.